there was a skinny, tired-looking woman standing by the kitchen table. She seemed to be wearing a sheet draped around her and was smoking a cigarette. Tiffany had never seen a woman smoke a cigarette before, but especially never a cigarette that burned with a fat red flame and gave off sparks. "Who are you, and what are you doing in Mrs. Ogg's kitchen?" Tiffany said sharply. This time it was the woman who looked surprised. "You can hear me," she said, "and see me." "Yes," Tiffany snarled. "And this is a food preparation area, you know."
"You're not supposed to be able to see me."
"Well, I'm looking at you."
"Hold on a minute," said the woman, frowning at Tiffany. "You're not just a human, are you?"
She squinted oddly for a moment and then said,
"Oh, you're her. Am I right? The new summer?"
"Never mind me. Who are you?" said Tiffany. "And it was only one dance."
"Annoia, goddess of things that get stuck in drawers," said the woman. "Pleased to meet you."
She took another puff at the flaming cigarette, and there were more sparks. Some of them dropped on the floor, but didn't seem to do any damage.
"There's a goddess just for that," said Tiffany. "Well, I find lost corkscrews and things that roll under furniture," said Annoia offhandedly. "Sometimes things that get lost under sofa cushions, too. They want me to do stuck zippers, and I'm thinking about that. But mostly, I manifest whensoever people rattle stuck drawers and call upon the gods."
She puffed on her cigarette.
"Got any tea?"
"But I didn't call on anyone."
"You did," said Annoia, blowing more sparks. "You cussed. Sooner or later, every curse is a prayer."
She waved the hand that wasn't holding the cigarette, and something in the drawer went pling.
"It'll be all right now. It was the egg slicer. Everyone has one, and no one knows why. Did anyone in the world ever knowingly go out one day and buy an egg slicer? I don't think so."
Tiffany tried the drawer. It slid out easily.
"About that tea," said Annoia, sitting down.
Tiffany put the kettle on.
"You know about me?" she asked.
"Oh, yes," said Annoia. "It's been quite some time since a god fell in love with a mortal. Everyone wants to see how it turns out."
"Fell in love?"
"Oh, yes."
"And you mean the gods are watching?"
"Well, of course," said Annoia. "Most of the big ones don't do anything else these days. But I'm supposed to do zippers, oh yes, and my hands get very stiff in this weather."
Tiffany glanced at the ceiling, which was now full of smoke. "They're watching all the time," she said, aghast.
"I heard you're getting more interest than the war in Clachistan, and that was pretty popular," said Annoia, holding out her red hands. "Look, chilblains. Not that they care, of course."
"Even when I'm having a wash," said Tiffany. The goddess laughed nastily.
"Yeah, and they can see in the dark too. Best not to think about it."
Tiffany looked up at the ceiling again. She'd been hoping for a bath tonight. "I'll try not to," she said darkly, and added, "Is it hard being a goddess?"
"It has its good days," said Annoia.
She stood with her cigarette arm cupped at the elbow by her other hand, holding the flaming, sparking thing close to her face. Now she took a sharp pull, raised her head, and blew a cloud of smoke out to join the smog on the ceiling. Sparks fell out of it like rain.
"I haven't been doing drawers long. I used to be a volcano goddess."
"Really?" said Tiffany. "I'd never have guessed."
"Oh, yeah. It was good work, apart from the screaming," said Annoia,
and then added in a bitter tone of voice,
"Ha! And the god of storms was always raining on my lava. That's men for you, dear. They rain on your lava."
"And look at watercolours," said Tiffany. Annoia's eyes narrowed.
"Someone else's watercolours?"
"Yes."
"Men. They're all the same," said Annoia. "Take my advice, dear, and show Mr. Wintersmith the door. He's only an elemental after all."
Tiffany glanced at the door.
"Give him the boots, dear. Send him packing and change the locks. Let's have summer all year round like the hot countries do. Grapes all over the place, eh? Coconuts on every tree. Ha! When I was in the volcano game, I couldn't move for mangoes. Kiss goodbye to snow and fog and slush. Have you got the thingy yet?"
"The thingy?" said Tiffany, looking worried.
"It'll turn up, I dare say," said Annoia. "I hear it can be a bit tricky to, Oops! I hear rattling. Must fly. Don't worry, I won't tell him where you are."
She vanished. So did the smoke. Not knowing what else to do, Tiffany ladled out a plate of hearty meat and vegetables and ate it. So, she could see gods now, and they knew about her, and everyone wanted to give her advice. It was not a good idea to come to the attention of those in high places, her father had said.
But it was impressive. In love with her, eh? And telling everyone. But he was really an elemental, not a proper god at all. All he knew was how to move wind and water around. Even so, some people have elementals running after them. Oh yes, how about that? If people were stupid enough to dance around with girls who painted watercolours to lead honest men to their doom, well, she could be haughty to people who were almost gods. She ought to mention that in a letter. Except, of course, that she wasn't going to be writing to him now. And a few miles away, Old Mother Blackcap, who made her own soap out of her animal fat and potash, made, indeed, from plant ashes, felt a bar of soap snatched from her hand just as she was about to boil some sheets. The tub of water froze solid, too. Being a witch, she immediately said, "There's a strange thief about." And the Wintersmith said, "Potash enough to make a man."